You are listening to Sports Day. You're here for Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021 and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Now, I know I say this every single day, but we do actually have a big hour coming up. We've got Ash Brown, Jared, in the studio.
Hawthorn man through and through.
I can't wait to talk to him about the Sam Mitchell saga. We're going to cross over to Tokyo, Jared, not once, but twice.
We're going twice, are we?
I'm not sure who you're more excited to talk to, because listen to who we've got. We've got the Australian Olympic team barista.
Oh, yes.
Elliot Johnson.
Elliot. EJ.
And as we know, Jared, baristas get the best mail.
They do, indeed.
Of anyone.
And he's actually signed up exclusively to us.
Yeah, he's doing no more radio interviews, which is great. And we've got another exclusive, regular exclusive, the CCR. The chief COVID reporter.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Chanel Vella is going to join us. She became so big in Melbourne that she actually got too big,
yep.
And they decided to send her to Tokyo,
wow.
Where she is the chief COVID Olympic reporter, the CCOR.
It's going to be interesting to see what her view is on the Coates-Palaszczuk intercourse.
Wasn't that interesting?
Oh.
Intercourse.
Well, that's what it was, verbal intercourse.
Okay. No, it's just an odd way of putting it, that's all.
Probably was, when I think about it.
And then... maybe discourse was
okay. Well, I'll go with discourse.
Okay, John Coates, his interview with Andrew Webster today,
yes.
Was quite extraordinary, saying that
it was a joke,
and that Anastasia actually thanked her afterwards.
It was a dead set. I've made a blue here, even if it was only in delivery, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting that much heat. She's going under the Coates bus, straight under. But she's not the first to go under the Coates bus.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to Chanel about that. But let's start in studio. As I mentioned, Ash Brown, the chief of the AFL record, he's here. Hello, Ash.
Hello, boys. Good to be here.
Oh. Where do you want to start? Why don't we start with this from Caro last night?
It is not Sam's 100% desire to coach in tandem with Alistair Clarkson next year. It might be today, after meetings have been held since that meeting. And I might add, Ed, some of those meetings have been held without Alistair Clarkson present. It is just patently not true for Sam to say there are not leaks coming out of Hawthorn. I've never seen Hawthorn leak like this. And Sam should be very careful about what he says about his premiership coach, as I'm hearing back that he's been saying to people at that football club, he should just be careful.
Well, that was really strong stuff from Caro. Before we get your thoughts on this particular matter, Ashley, let's just give it its full perspective, because this is what my co-host has said a number of times.
Goodness sake.
This week. My head is, as Rex would say, spinning, spinning, spinning. I have been involved in this brouhaha with Hawthorn, close quarters with Scoot McCaw, after he said this.
No one is allowed to talk about the fact that he might not be coached next year because there's $1 million contract up for grabs.
Yes.
Okay. So until that is formally worked out between all parties, he's going to be coaching next year. I am sitting here telling you he won't be.
Simple as that.
He won't be. And I'm happy night for a year if he does.
And then I gave him a chance to backtrack after Sam Mitchell went to some lengths to perhaps put a little bit of perspective around it. But no, did Scoot put the white flag up? No, he just held his ground. How have you seen this unfold, Ashley?
It's been quite the week, and I feel like a spectator tennis match, just looking one way and looking the next way and trying to make heads or tails of who's winning the point. I can't quite work it out. It's been an interesting one to follow, and supporters are perplexed, just following it on social media.
Yeah. And
the Hawthorn supporters don't quite know what to make of it, and they're divided like everybody else is. I mean, I thought Sam with Jared yesterday, I thought he spoke really well. It was a good line of questioning from Jared. But there are people who are not taking Sam still after all that, at his word, which I find intriguing.
Well, I think so. It's intriguing too, because I did give Scoop McClure, the other Sam and Jared combination, a chance to actually retract, but he didn't retract. In fact, he went some way to actually consolidating his position, making sure that come round one next year, if Sam Mitchell is not coaching, Scoot McClure is working somewhere else.
But Jared asked me last night whether I think Alistair Clarkson's going to be coach next year. My answer was no, and nothing has changed that.
Scoop, I've got to say one thing. I admire your tenacity. And I look forward to round one in 2023, because if Sam Mitchell is the coach of Hawthorn, I think you're entitled to puff the chest out.
And if he's not...
And if he's not...
I'm going to take a long holiday inside my house.
So there it was. Pretty powerful stuff. Now, I didn't really mean he was working somewhere else, but I meant that he's got a lot of...
news to me.
He's got a lot riding on this particular issue.
I've actually made a lot of calls on this to people at Hawthorn, because everyone else is taking the lead in the reporting. I don't need to be getting involved in it. What is clear at Hawthorn is... I've always thought it's almost a leak-proof club, and I've written this several times. I've always thought that a lot of Caro's reporting on Hawthorn over the years has been less informed than at other clubs because people like Kennett and Clarko have never really spoken to her.
Yeah,
but I think what is clear now is that there are more leaks coming out of Hawthorn now than has been, I reckon, since...
Is the club divided, the Mitchell camp and the Clarkson camp, or is that too dramatic?
I think there are elements of the board that probably decide. I'm sure the people on the board are really uncomfortable with the decision that's been made, but Jeff has had his way. I'm not sure.
Do you think it's an autocratic decision?
I think it's a bit of that. I don't think it's gone down to the players. You can only watch them play the other night against Melbourne and think, well, it hasn't reached the player. And the other thing that I think, and this is, and I don't hate doing it, and you guys always make me do it, is wear my Hawthorn hat, but I'm actually going to.
Yeah, please do.
On this occasion, is that they're 17th on the ladder. It's a big story, but in terms of the development of where the football team's going, this doesn't mean a lot. They're a bottom four team. They'll be a bottom four team next year, irrespective of who's coaching them. The people he briefed to might be then therefore leaking. That's my only take out of it.
And, of course, John Coates. Let's remind everybody what happened.
You are going to the opening ceremony. I'm still the deputy chair of the Canada Leadership Group. And so far as I understand... that there will be an opening and a closing ceremony in 2032, and all of you have got to get along there and understand the traditional parts of that, what's involved in an opening ceremony. So no, none of you are staying behind and hiding in your rooms, all right?
Now, I've got to say, I've read a lot of reports about that, and the feminist movement have jumped all over this, and I thought initially they were well within their rights, but having a listen to it again... And again and again, I think it was probably meant as a joke, as he has said. I have more issue now, and I'm not a fan of John Coates, by the way.
No, you're not.
It's on the record.
You defending John Coates is weird.
But it is weird. But I must say, I have listened to that, and I think it's fair to say he was having a little joke, even though it was poorly delivered. But what I do not like is that he has thrown Anastasia under the bus in his own defence, because now he's saying, oh, she asked me to do it. Now, I'm not sure where you go with this particular one. What's your thoughts, Ashley?
I think it's a humorless man attempting a bit of humour.
Yeah.
You certainly know about Twitter. Twitter's very angry at the remarks today. But,
oh, yeah.
Twitter gets angry a lot. I mean, having said that, there are two Olympic Games between now and... But we'll be out of COVID by 2024 and again by 2028. There's two Olympic Games for the Queensland Premier, whoever it is, to go and observe opening ceremonies. Mm. And there's a reasonable case for to say my job here is done.
Yeah.
I can watch it on TV and get on a plane and get
Absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what you should have said, but somehow they've concocted this cockamamie story. And he was going to lighten the mood, et cetera, and people around there laughed and responded with humour. I didn't quite find it that funny, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jude, I'm with you, I don't know what it was meant as, but if it was meant as a joke, he needs to work on his humour.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
Didn't quite come out that particularly savoury way.
It was a great discourse in the end.
It was an unfortunate discourse, and there's been plenty of discourse following that in relation to it. I mean, opinion piece writers, they couldn't get to the Olivetti quick enough.
Oh, yeah. No, they're coming for John Coates, as they have for a long time, and he's one of the most impregnable people in Australia.
The round 19 edition of the AFL record is very red. It's very red and black. Bullish about the Bombers. Five reasons. We're excited by Essendon. So if you're an Essendon fan, go out and buy it.
Whoop.
Well, that's Zoe Penelope, who's unfortunately an Essendon supporter. Who are they playing on the weekend? They're playing GWS Sunday night.
I think they will.
They'll beat GWS?
I think so.
Depends on whether Heckle or Hyde turn up?
Jekyll or Heckle?
Heckle.
Why Heckle?
Because if they don't win this week, I'm heckling them.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Ash.
Good to be here. See you next week.
Ashley Brown, the chief of the AFL record.